This is the Week in Fake News with Adelaide Mail.
Yeah, and Damon spewing to not be here. Good morning, Dan, from the Adelaide Mail.
Oh, I'm so glad you finally got rid of that guy. Tell me he's gone for good, please.
Well, he's gone next week as well, but I believe it's just 2 weeks and then he's back with you.
Okay, I'll quit in 2 weeks. That's fine. Okay, let's get this one done.
Well, I've heard that maybe he's actually going out to Old Talem Town this week.
Oh, yeah, Old Talem Town. Look, it really does provide an accurate representation of South Australian country towns anywhere from kind of 1860 to, you know, up to a few moments ago, essentially. Look, there's no banking there anymore in Talem Town, so that's a representative of the current culture in South Australian country towns. And also, did someone say dozens and dozens of mannequins? How can you beat that? Yeah, always worth a visit. Only rivaled by the main street of Whyalla, actually, in terms of being more relevant.
Oh, dear. Well, look, as we're going around South Australia, this week there was a rocket launch in South Australia, although it didn't quite go according to plan.
No, and what the mistake there was is they didn't get Dean Hutton onto it. He's the guy who'd come around to the primary school, he'd fill up a Coke bottle, get a bike pump, and off it'd go. So I think we need to get Dean Hutton on the case next time.
More bike pumps, less scientists.
Yeah, get rid of it. You don't need it. You don't need it, really. It's all just show.
Yeah, cheaper as well, you know, in this economy.
Absolutely.
Sia, she doesn't visit South Australia that often these days, and I think her memory's got a little bit hazy.
Absolutely. Look, we managed to gain an exclusive interview from her answering machine earlier this week where she said, you know, there's one place in Adelaide, whenever she comes back, she always wants to go there. They keep saying it's closed, but she doesn't listen. It's Green Hills Adventure Park. And why does she cover her face with all that hair? So you can't see her. Get it? There's an easy one for you.
Brilliant. Why doesn't she pay to get it revamped? I mean, she would have the money.
Oh, she probably could, but with all the housing there now, you know, it'd probably be a little hard to get the archery permission without landing one in Bev's backyard or me.
Oh, dear. Well, our Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, has pledged something this week, fast-tracking the delivery of an interconnector. Now, hopefully, that's going to link South Australia and New South Wales. I don't know that that's the good bit. More so, the fact that it's meant to deliver cheaper and more reliable energy for both states.
Yeah, absolutely. Which is a little confusing because our energy has been pretty, pretty good as of late, ever since we had the old big battery installed. So it seems like New South Wales might finally be trying to steal something from us.
Yeah, that's
so,
it.
Win-win.
And I think ScoMo, he's trying to get one up on Mr. Stephen Marshall, who was talking to Elon Musk back when that big battery was put in.
That's right. That's right. Trying to get one up, but no. Look, we'll see how it goes. But look, if it means cheaper power prices, then all for it. Particularly Adelaide Mail, we are 12 months behind on our power bill.
So, all right. Okay.
They have literally turned off the lights. I don't know what I'm doing here.
Okay. Well, we'll pay you double for this segment. Seeing as Damon's not here, I think it comes out of his pay packet.
Yeah, I'm sure it's fine.
Also, earlier this week, there was a bit of wastewater in Normanville, which was a bit of a scare.
No, that's not. That was just a bunch of discarded Adelaide Mail articles had floated into the in there. So that's just all that is. Don't need to worry about that one.
Okay, too easy. And going around the ground still, Granite Island, little penguin population, been there for years, although it's dwindling, and they've popped up a gate there to keep foxes out, though they're not sure it's working.
Yeah, huge shame. Foxes keep coming in. Foxes get everywhere. But look, I've been down there. I've scoped out the joint. Mm-hmm. Here's what you got to do, guys. You take all the penguins from Granite Island, put them in the very well-gated mini golf course right next door.
Of course.
Put them in the holes. The foxes aren't going to get through there, and it's going to make it great fun for the kids playing mini golf. Instead of a birdie or an eagle, you can get a penguin.
Brilliant.
Isn't that the best?
That
a real one. I think that's the way to go.
Dan, thanks so much for your time this morning. Check out the Adelaide Mail at adelaidemail.com and through all their socials. We'll catch you next week.
You are so much better than Damon. Well done.